Rashi says, very first Rashi in our parsha, says in the pasuk, "V'yeshev Yaakov beretz Megir Aviv beretz Kanaan." So Rashi writes right away. Rashi's not actually going on the pasuk; he's going on the whole question that you might have: why is it that when we talk about Sefer Bereishis, talk about the Avos HaKadoshim? In some places, we have a whole arichus, talks like at length with details, and some places it goes by like really quickly. So Rashi seems to address that point and explains to us why it would be that the Chumash narrative seems to change so drastically. In the beginning of Bereishis, you have a whole list of people. They were born and they died, and they were born and they died, and they had these and these kids. And just goes through them all. And all of a sudden, you stop by certain of the others, and it goes in, at length. So Rashi talks about it. He says, "Achash shekasul chayishuvi Esav v'tal doisav b'derach tzara." He talks about Esav and his progeny really quickly. So it wasn't so important to the Chumash to tell us about Esav and his told us and all the wars that they fought. It wasn't nugea to us historically. The Torah is not a history book, so the Torah is not going to tell us the history of the entire world. It's going to tell us what's nugea to Am Yisrael. So once that finished, Pirushcha Yeshuvi Yaakov v'told Esav b'derech haruka. But when it came to Yaakov and the Shvatim, then it went into length. Because why? Because that's important. Kadosh Baruch Hu is interested in the Avos HaKadoshim. It's interested in Avraham and Yitzchak and Yaakov, and it's interested in the Shivtei Ka. And therefore, when it comes to them, it talks about them at length and in detail. Right? When we talked about the Doris between Noach and Avraham, it talked about them very, very quickly. When it spoke about Avraham at length, then Rashi says a mashal. L'margalias shenafla ben achoil. Adam mimashmish b'achoil v'koivre b'kavra ad shemoytzes amargalias. A person had a beautiful gemstone, a pearl, and it fell into the sand. So what would you do? You start going through the sand, going through. You take a sieve, and you start pouring the sand, and you start going through, you know, just like the gold diggers. You know, you go through this, and until you find that jewel, that gemstone, that pearl, You sift through the sands. The cover b'ka'ad shemoytzes amargalias u'mishimatsa. What happens once he finds it? Mashal chesetzreiros miyado noytos amargalias. So he throws away the sand. Sand's not interesting anymore, and he takes the pearl. So obviously the pashut shot of this mashal is exactly what we're speaking about. The mashal is the sand is the entire narrative of the Chumash, all the generations from Adam Rishon till time of Yosef and Tzadik, it's all sand. But among the sand are some gemstones, there's some precious pearls. Those tzaddikim, Noach and Avram and Yitzchak and Yaakov and the Shivtei Ka and Yosef, and with them it goes out. So once the Chumash reaches those gems, it grabs onto them and it throws away the rest of the sand, barely talks about it. So that's the Pashup Shot of the Mashal. Says the Divrei Yisrael, says the Mojitzer Rebbe, first Majitzer Rebbe, says like this. Pirush Rashi, we said that Mashal Amargalias, we talked about the Mashal, there was a pearl or a gemstone, it fell into the sand, and the person sifts through the sands, uses a sieve, until he finds the pearl or the gemstone, and he throws away, casts away the sand, and he takes the gemstone. That's the Mashal. Says the Majitzer Rebbe, Yedua Shatera Hu Tamid Bechol Dor V'Dor. We're going to say this concept over and over again in the Shurim. The Rebbe has taught us that the Torah is eternal. It's nitzchi. And because the Torah is eternal, it means every single mitzvah and every single lesson and every single story is an eternal story. It has something to teach us for all generations. In each and every generation, there is something to be learned from something that the Torah tells us. Never will there be a case where there'll be a mitzvah or a story or anything in the Torah that will end up being something that will be from the past. Every mitzvah, even if it's a mitzvah that we can't fulfill it today because of whatever reason, we can't go onto the Beis HaMikdash and we can't bring karbanos, and any mitzvah you can come up with, for whatever reason we can't fulfill it, still there's something in that mitzvah to teach us for all generations. And every story in the Chumash, and every character in the Chumash, and every plot in the Chumash, and everything there is in the Holy Torah, everything has a lesson for each and every one of us for all generations. I want to know, what's the mashal for all generations in this mashal? So the mashal, we said it was that there was a tzaddikim in certain generations, and that's why the narrative of the Chumash goes at length about the tzaddikim and only talks about the other people b'tzara, shortly. That's the mashal. So what does that have to do with us? So says the Majitzer Rebbe, I'll take the mashal and I will expand it for you. So he says the mashal like this. He takes the same mashal, a pearl or a gemstone that fell in the sand, until you reach, you sift through the sand until you find a gemstone. So what is a gemstone? So another explanation of the mashal. Pirish margalis shenafla ben achoyo hainu hatoyra kadoisha shehi yakara mipninim v'yarda min hashamayim la'aretz v'hainu margalis shenafla ben achoyo kamuvan. So he takes the mashal and he reads into it a different idea. Says the Torah itself is the most precious pearl. It's the most beautiful gemstone. It came down from the heavens into this world. It means it fell into the sand. Ubifrat k'she'adam lo'imed shlo lishma shik shenafla ben achoyo mamish kamuvan. Now we know there's different levels of studying Torah. You can learn Torah for the right reasons and you can learn Torah for the wrong reasons. There's a thing called learning Torah shlo lishma, for the incorrect reason, for an ulterior motive. What are examples of that? A person who studies so that he should get honor. A person who studies so that he should get covered. A person who studies to shlug up the next guy in the shir, to show the Rebbe that he's a big shot, to impress other people, to look smart, to make money. Sometimes people think that if I become like a big famous rabbi, I'm going to make a lot of money. There can be all kinds of ulterior motives to studying Torah, and they're not proper, and that's called learning Torah shlo lishma. And when a person learns Torah Shlo Lishma, it's the biggest example, says the Majid Sarebbe, of a precious pearl falling into the sand and getting lost. Because this precious Torah has now fallen into the sand and it's mamish lost. Raki mitoich Shlo Lishma balishma. But we know Chazal tell us, the sages tell us in the Gemara, shemitoch Shlo Lishma balishma. Even if a person begins doing Torah mitzvahs for the wrong reasons, eventually you'll end up doing it for the right reasons. You know, even if a person's doing a mitzvah, let's say a person's doing a mitzvah because they feel good about it. It makes me feel good. Everybody in the community knows that I give tzedakah and I get my name up on the thing. And it makes me feel good. So they're still helping the poor people, but that's not the real reason to be giving tzedakah. If a person does chesed, and the chesed they're doing is because it gives them a warm, fuzzy feeling inside. So of course, wonderful that people are getting the chesed. They're still receiving it. It's still a mitzvah, but it's not for the right reasons. That's not the reason we should be doing chesed. Every mitzvah and every type of Torah that we are fulfilling, whether it's studying it from a book or living it in our lives, has different levels. It can be done for the right reason or for the wrong reason. But Chazal tell us, even if you're doing it for the wrong reason, you should still do it. Because eventually, even though you're doing it right now for the wrong reasons, you'll end up doing it eventually for the right reasons. Azai kisheba. So we spoke about this idea before, that when a person does things for the wrong reasons, or he fails, or he does something and it doesn't succeed, we have the power that once we fix it, once we rectify it, we have the power to go back and fix whatever we did wrong in the past. Which means that even if a person studied Torah shelo lishma for the wrong reasons their entire life, even if a person did mitzvahs for the wrong reasons for their entire life, they can come and do tshuva. Kadosh Baruch Hu gives us the power of repentance, of returning to Him. And we said that the Rambam paskins lahalacha and hilchas tshuva she'ein davar obin fnei tshuva. Nothing can stand in the way of tshuva. Don't let anyone tell you otherwise. There's always a way back. And we said the Chazal tell us in the Gemara that a person who does tshuva out of love, his demerits or his things that he's done wrong turn into merits. And that's the power of tshuva, to take what happened in the past and not just fix it so that you change what you're doing wrong and make it right. You actually transform what you did wrong into something right, into something positive. You take it with you to the point where you take whatever was wrong and whatever was incorrect. There's another seat here, pull it up. And you turn it into something positive so that the zdonos, things that you did that were willfully incorrect, become zechuyos, become merits for you. It's okay. Hope one day we'll have so much people that there'll be no room. We'll have to move. So basically, what we're saying is that if a person studies Lishma, Chazal already told us that once you reach the level where you study Lishma, it will correct retroactively whatever you've done wrong and fix it and make it Lishma. Right? Azek Sheba L'Torah Lishma Hu Male Osa Michoel El HaKadosh. You uplift whatever you did in the wrong way and bring it into the Kedusha. V'nei Yedua Amram Zal L'Oilam Yasak Odem B'Torah Mitzvahs Afal Pi Shel Lishma Shemitoch Shel Lishma Ba Lishma. Chazal told us, study Torah and do mitzvahs even for the wrong reasons, because eventually you'll end up doing it for the right reasons. V'kash asks the Majid Tzerebe, Mahu L'Oilam, What does it mean? Le'olam yasok adam b'torah shel lishma, shebetoch shel lishma b'lishma. What does the word le'olam mean literally? Forever. So if you're doing it wrong forever, when are you ever going to end up doing it right? So what does it mean le'olam? You should forever, no matter what, you should continue to do it. What do you mean continue? If you continue, then it never ends up being good. If you do it forever, then when do you ever change? So what does le'olam mean? What does that word mean? Im yasok le'olam shel lishma, ema sayava lishma. When is that going to happen? So that can't be the meaning. It can't be. Ela haperush le'olam hainu ad sheyava lishma. Le'olam doesn't mean in this literal sense forever. It means you should do this continuously until that point that you'd switch over. And obviously at that point you stop. At that point you'd make the switch over. Hainu. You do it for the wrong reasons or whatever until you reach that point where you realize this is wrong. I'm going to fix it. You do tshuva. And then you stop doing it the wrong way. You cast it aside and you continue in the right way. And what is that? This is exactly the same thing we were saying. What was the mashal? There's a pearl or a gemstone that fell into the sand. What do? You want to get that gemstone. You want to get that pearl. So you start sifting through the sand. You take a kavra, you take a sieve, and you start, like the gold diggers, you start panning for gold until you find that nugget. And what happens? Once you find what you're looking for, you cast the sand aside. You don't keep it. You have no use for it anymore. You just want the diamond that's inside. So you cast the sand aside. You take the diamond that you want. That's the mashal. She'adam memashmish b'choil ad shemotzes amargalos. You sift through the sand till you find that diamond. U'mishematza, once you find it, mashal chesetzoris, you throw the other stuff away. V'notos amargalos, you take only the precious jewel. Kachu hanimshal be'esek ha'toyra ka'amor. That's what you have to do when it comes to Torah mitzvahs. All the time that you're able to, whatever you need to do to push you, that's what you do. In other words, let's say the Yetzer HaRa comes and says to you, listen,